News, I'm Gene Randall. Power has been transferred in London, ending Theresa May's troubled run as Britain's Prime Minister. Her successor is Conservative Boris Johnson. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our report.
Buckingham Palace has confirmed that Johnson has been appointed as Prime Minister and First Lord of the Treasury, another of the British leader's titles. He visited the palace to meet with the monarch after predecessor Theresa May resigned, failing to secure parliamentary approval for her deal to leave the EU. Johnson will now start work on forming his new administration, but without some leading names. Senior members of former Prime Minister Theresa May's government, including her Treasury Chief Philip Hammond, are resigning as Johnson takes over the job. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller at this hour is testifying before the second of two congressional committees, the Intelligence Panel. The focus, his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election meant to benefit Donald Trump. Earlier, Democratic Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said his major goal was accountability, and Trump critics might say Nadler managed to score some points. More from AP Sagar Magani.
Early in an extraordinary hearing before a House panel, Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler asked Mueller about what the president's repeatedly said.
Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Mueller telling the panel his report did not clear the president of obstruction. Democrats hope having Mueller lay out some details of the probe will reignite American interest and hurt the president's reelection prospects. Doug Collins and Republicans are highlighting Mueller's conclusion that there's no evidence the Trump campaign conspired with Russia.
And nothing we hear today will change those facts.
Mueller's a reluctant witness, offering several terse one-word answers and speaking haltingly in his most extensive public appearance since ending the probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More news at voanews.com online. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Justice Department says it is